Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for our real national anthem. Not the one inspired by the 1812 British attack on Fort McHenry. No, I'm talking about the musical masterpiece that should be America's theme song. The one that sums up our identity and our greatness without lyrics. It's George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, first performed 100 years ago next week. And first heard by me almost that long ago on a car radio, searching for a rock and roll. I almost ran off the road. What I heard changed the way I think about music and America. I didn't think much about either back then, but this Rhapsody thing was different. Half jazz, half classical, all American. And bursting with energy, like our country. The U.S. in 1924 was becoming a powerhouse. Its factories hummed, its cities throbbed with the zest and ambition of new immigrants. Among those was Gershwin, son of Russian Jews in Brooklyn. He was a piano whiz, sold songs to Broadway as a teenager. When he was 25, he got a request from Paul Whiteman. The famous bandleader needed help fast. He'd organized a concert of new American music, but the program was a little boring. Only days before the event, Gershwin turned in a one-movement piece for orchestra and a pianist. Himself, he improvised on stage. The crowd went wild. Critics, too, though some call the Rhapsody a mess. Gershwin didn't know much about orchestration, but he knew how to hook an audience. He threw in everything he had, classical counterpoint and rubato, ragtime rhythm, stride piano, Tin Pan Alley modulation, operatic themes that soared to the balconies. You probably know Rhapsody in Blue from movie soundtracks and those United Airline commercials. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's been recorded a trillion, zillion times by orchestras, jazz combos, solo and duo pianists, even salsa bands. It's all over the internet. Try the New York Philharmonic version with Leonard Bernstein at the keyboard. I challenge you to sit still. So, why should this be our national anthem? Because it captures America's drive, creativity, diversity, sheer daring. It demolishes barriers between classical and jazz, black tunes and white, high culture and low. It's our musical melting pot, full of chaos and, under it all, harmony. Rhapsody in Blue will break your heart, but in a good way. Like America. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.